What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them, living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Oh my gosh, I know you out there being so down and so wise. And why is it that I always tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so down and so wise, baby? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder, y'all, to those that diligently seek him. I'm telling you, God loves all of us. He is just thorough and wise. Oh my gosh. Now, what's the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And that is the third thing that I tell y'all, too. I gotta give a shout to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? All three. One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now look, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you were like, hold on, first of all, who this girl Jay? Why she giving a shout out to her haters? Let me explain it to you, okay? Haters acknowledgement backwards, baby, okay? They don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you. You know, so all the haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, you know, all them people who think you ain't thorough and wise, what happens is when you out there shining on them, living your best life, doing what it is that you do, and God's just letting that light shine bright like a diamond, what they do is they come over. Because they trying to see what's going on with all them pieces. They're like, wait a minute, hold on. Is that my boy over there shining on them? Is that my girl over there shining on? Because, you know, they try to act like, you know, they care at the time, you know. But they really just want to be nosy. And they come over and they trying to see what's going on, you know. And they wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever message God puts out there in pieces for them. See, let me break it down to you like this. See, Psalms 23 in the Bible, right? It says, God will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Now, just imagine this, man. I tell y'all this all the time. Just imagine you being so thorough and so wise, you doing everything that you're supposed to do, okay? Everything you're supposed to do. You out here really living your best life, you know, just doing right. You ain't doing nobody wrong. You doing no tricky or nothing. You really just trying to do right. God look at it. He say, you know what? Is that my thing over there, my baby over there doing what they supposed to do? So God goes like this. He want to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So imagine you sitting at this table and everybody around you, all the haters, the naysayers and disbelievers, they all watching. And God puts this table out there, right? And he starts preparing it and putting everything on it that you need. Just, oh my God, it's just number glory. I'm getting the chills all over me right now just thinking about it, Lord. And the number, all this glory, and you just sitting there and he just putting it out there. God is putting this out there in pieces for him, for you. preparing a table for you, right? He said, I'm going to prepare a table for you, right? In the presence of your enemy. I'm going to anoint your head with oil. And your cup's going to overflow. Yeah, blessing after blessing and glory and everything. Just going to be shining bright like a diamond, like boom, boom, boom. Right? And that's what he does. Then he said, I'll make your enemy your footstools and all that type of stuff, right? This is just a touch your baby. I'm just trying to put it out there pieces for you. So he does all this stuff for you in their presence. And what happens is it kind of lures them in because they like, wait a minute, what's going on over here? You know what I mean? Like, okay, you over here doing this, you over here doing that, you over there shining bright like a diamond. What's going on? And they wind up getting blessed by the message, whatever message that he's using, right? So when your haters, your naysayers, the disbelievers, all them people, when they come around, they try to see what you got going on, what you supposed to say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. They need it too. You know, they got children too. He loves them. He got to let them know what it's like. Okay, shine bright like a diamond, baby. And it's just a touch, Jay. That's just pieces for you. Now, look, have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? I hope you have, because Mom been dropping a dime on you. Yes, I've been dropping a dime on you over there. And if you don't know what dime is, okay, you drop a dime. It's like an African-American colloquialism, you know, where you basically just you put it out there in pieces for them. You drop a bomb on them like flex. You just do what it is that you do. You give them all that grace, that mercy, that glory. You're putting it out there for them, okay? So that's what I've been doing. I've been putting all the goodness out there. My name is RONI76 on Instagram. Make sure y'all check it out. Go over there. Check out the pieces, okay? I'm doing a lot of different stuff, all right? Check it out. Now, let's get on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond, do what it is that I do. And let's talk about making love in V's kitchen, baby. Have I been making love in V's kitchen? Oh my gosh. Y'all know that's where I do my food thing. Making love in V's kitchen and Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, the Cookbook of Love on Facebook. Make sure y'all are checking that out, okay? I got my old food on there. I'm putting out new stuff. Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. Make sure y'all checking out them pieces. I just put out, I just put out this black rice quesadilla thing last Wednesday. I put a little something out there. I just gave y'all a touch, not too much, okay? It's the seafood everything black rice quesadilla, okay? But more is coming this week, so y'all can check that out too, because I'm going to drop a dime on y'all. Y'all can get that recipe, and I ain't forget about the other quesadilla recipe either, baby. This is just a touch of J. All right? That's just pieces for you. Now, making love in V's kitchen. You know I've been making love in V's kitchen, and guess what happened? I done gained some more weight, y'all. Mama was 105 pounds, really 100 pounds in January, okay? Because, you know, I had got a little ill. And check out that story. Check out all my stories and everything y'all need to know about, okay? Just such day, just Google it. Y'all get those pieces. But right now, I weighed myself the other day, okay? I had put on my clothes, y'all. Look, I got stories to tell. A little story real quick. I put on my clothes and I was like this. I was like, this kind of feel tight. Right? I said, hold on. These pants feel a little tight. They kind of hugging. I said, this chain feel a little tight too, right? So I went ahead and said, you know what? Let me go ahead and get on the scale at the gym. So I get on the scale. Oh my God. This is just a touch of it, baby. Why does the scale say 149? Now look, I was 156 when all this started in November. And I was trying to just lose 10 pounds. I said, this guy loses 10 more pounds. That's it. Because I had lost 75 pounds. I created my own fitness program. So I lost the 75 pounds. So I just need to lose 10 more pounds. That's it. And I'm where I want to be at. Y'all, I'm past that weight now, baby. This is just a touch of J. That is pieces for you. I have been working out and doing everything that I have to do. And that's why I got to talk to y'all about just a touch of J's fitness. Popping like popcorn, baby. Yes, my body over here really popping like popcorn. I turn around, I say, wow, look at these legs just popping out. And look at this booty just popping out, everything. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to show y'all the before and after pictures. I'm doing push-ups. Okay, I was doing 100 push-ups a day. Now I'm up to like 70, like 3 days a week. And that's good. Okay, so look, thank you for praying for me. I'm in here doing jump squats. I'm doing everything. Oh my gosh. Putting it out there in pieces, y'all. Like, I love it. So, Just a Touch of J's fitness is popping. Now, I have been working on, okay, Just a Touch of J fit. Like, ladies, I got, like, this Just a Touch of J line. Oh, my God. Solid colors coming to y'all. We've been working on it, and I'm getting so excited because it's getting close, okay? It's getting so close. So make sure y'all are paying attention because I'm going to put those pieces out there for you. Plus, videos of the 400 fitness program, okay? It's coming out too. It's coming. I keep trying to tell y'all it's coming, baby. Just a touch of Jay. Just wait for the pieces, okay? I got to put it out there in pieces for you. So now look. Let's skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond and tell y'all what else I got going on, right? What's next? We want to talk about Just Touch J app. Just Touch J app is popping. I'm going to put stuff on the app. Make sure y'all check it out. I ain't even going to go into that else with the app. Just make sure you check it out. I did put something out there today. Y'all got one of the podcasts that I listen, that I'm played on, that y'all listen to. Y'all got that one at 48K and some change now. Yeah, 48,000. Go ahead, y'all. I love y'all. This is just a touch of J, okay? That's just on one of over 30 streaming networks. And I love y'all, okay? So make sure y'all check that out because that's on the Just a Touch of J app and it comes through on there for free. Now, look, the Just a Touch of J podcast. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn too? What are y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I love y'all. Y'all just so amazing. Like, I sit back and I used to always look at the numbers and stuff. And now I don't. You know, I just be out here just living life. You know, I almost lost my life. So I be out here living my best life every chance I can get. And I just, when I actually get a chance to look at it, I'm like, wow. Y'all like listening to the Just Touch J podcast. And look, this is almost the fourth year. And, I like hearing y'all's feedback and listening to y'all too. So look, we're going to keep this thing going and we're going to scale on over to the left. We're going to talk about the Just Touch J cannabis line. Yeah. CBD stuff and things like that are coming and other new devices and everything nices. Okay. But right now we got the Just Touch J cannabis papers, black, white, green. And we also have rice paper ones and things like that. So just hit me up. Okay. Linktree and all the bios. So y'all can go ahead and get the Just a Touch of J cannabis papers on the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, okay? Because all you need is just a touch of the J. That's what they call, okay? Now, look, I got to tell y'all one more thing. Beat Break Radio. Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. The Jataj Podcast Network. I've been forgetting to tell y'all about the Jataj Podcast Network. Thank you for all the podcasters that have been inquiring, okay? Because y'all get to be on the Just a Touch of J podcast app. Okay, there's an app for y'all, and y'all get to put all your podcasts on there, everything. It's just going to be so dope, and I'm just so excited about that, too. Now, Beat Break Radio, okay? This is the last piece, because mama got a story to tell. I got to drop a dime on y'all. I got a story to tell, like Biggie Smalls, the rapper. Now, Beat Break Radio. Make sure y'all checking me out, Beat Break Radio, 87 FM Atlanta. Okay, I do the 411 wire. And last week, I was dropping a dime on y'all about hip-hop and what's going on. You know, they out there doing a lot of good things with the hip-hop community, you know? So make sure y'all check that out if you missed that. And also the Just a Touch of J show, too, okay? So go on over to Beat Break Radio. Check that out. Do what it is that you do, baby. Now, look. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Oh my gosh. So look, y'all know I do this Sunday's word. It was Father's Day. You know, I said, you know what? For 15 weeks straight, I have did this Sunday's word. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a week off. So I'm sorry if y'all was waiting for it. Baby, this is just a touch day. You know, it's a Father's Day thing. You know, I said, let me just chill out, you know, and do what it is I do. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop a dime on y'all this week, right? I'm going to tell y'all a little something about this Sunday's word, but I'm gonna kind of flip the script on it a little bit, and we're gonna talk about relationships. Oh my gosh, y'all know y'all love the Love Doctor series. So here it goes. You like to hear, here it goes, right? Boom, here's the story that I gotta tell y'all, like Biggie. Biggie Smalls the rapper. So God been dropping a dime on me, and when he was dropping a dime on me, he said, this week's Sunday's word is about obedience. I'm like, this, obedience. Okay, what? I ain't being obedient because I always got to check myself first. I said, let me check myself because I must be out here wrecking myself. What am I not being obedient about, God? You know, God said, no. You actually been being obedient. So you had a couple people, you know, I send out I send out text messages to like 20-something people like every morning. You know, a little encouragement, a little something. You know, I'm coming out with a little devotionals, a little encouragement for y'all. So, you know, that's just me, you know, building up, you know, doing it, you know, everything that I do, baby. So I'm sending them out, right? And I was getting a lot of feedback back. One of my cousins said, you know, the reason why God be blessing you the way he be blessing you is because you obedient. I said, God, that's what's going on. He said, yeah, I want you to talk to him about obedience. I said, okay. And then I'm sitting up there, you know, through the week, because he gave me this last week. And he gave us something else. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Now, last year around this time, God had gave me that scripture, okay, about how obedience is better than sacrifice. Any of y'all out there know about that scripture? Check it out. Look it up. Okay, it has to do with Samuel and Paul and God telling them to do certain stuff and they not really following what he tells them to do. And they have to learn the hard way that being obedient is better than sacrifice. So I'm like, okay, God, like, what do you want me to talk about? What do you mean? Like relationships, like what? What is it that you're saying? Give it to me. I don't get it. I don't know, right? Any of y'all out there when y'all go through stuff like that, like you just feel like you don't know? That's how I was feeling. I was like, I mean, I really don't know what to say about it. Like, okay. Then he brought it to me. He said, people rather sacrifice than be obedient in their relationships. That's why they got all these issues. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like you out there doing stuff that you know you shouldn't do? Instead of just being obedient to what you should do. Well, he said, that's why y'all out there all messed up. And y'all relationships is jacked up. Baby, this is just such a day. I've been there. I done done it. Right? So then I said, well, you know, like, what do you mean? That he said, you know, like, he gave me a little example. He said, you know, like you. I said, oh, Lord, here we go. He said, you know, remember back in the day when you had a girlfriend and you had a boyfriend, y'all all used to live together? And I was like this. I was like, yeah, God, right? Because, you know, you don't want to always hear God tell you so. You know, especially when God got something to do about the stuff you do to trickery. So, you know, he reminds me, you know, because God, you know, he forgets that type of stuff. He don't got to, you know, remind you. But sometimes he got to drop a dime on you real quick and let you know that you're not better than other people. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, yeah, I remember. And he said, you knew that really wasn't right and it wasn't going to work, but you chose to do it anyway, right? And when you choose to do it anyway, right, you got to deal with the sacrifice because you sacrificed. I said, oh, man, this is just a touch there, baby. I did deal with some sacrifices because I sacrificed. You know, like literally, y'all, like I was out there, I was going to church and stuff, right? No lie, praise yes and everything. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, you know, doing everything that I had to do. Then I come back and I have my boyfriend and my girlfriend at the house. And I walk in, and I give them both a little kiss like this, you know, and I go ahead and do what it is I had to do. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like y'all doing a little trickery? Y'all know y'all ain't supposed to be doing it. You know, you're not doing the obedient thing. You just sacrificing. Well, then he dropped a dime on me. He said, you know, it's like when the younger generation, because we got the younger generation out here, a lot of them shacking up. You know, a lot of y'all older people out here shacking up too now. Y'all go ahead. Y'all say, you know what? I live with my man. I live with my woman. You know, but y'all know, especially if you in the whole biblical thing, all right, that ain't what God wants you to do, because he don't want you to do that, because it's a lot of stuff that happens when you do that. Because you're not really committing. You're kind of just, a lot of times, some people say, you know, I just want to see how this work out first. You know, test the waters. You know, you out there and you having sex with this one or you having sex with that one. So you like, you know, I just want to test the waters. You sacrificing, you know, yourself. You're sacrificing relationships. You out here doing what it is that you do. Some of y'all call it just dating. Look, this is just a touch of your baby. Look, he got me pulling out there pieces for you. That's all I'm trying to do. Well, anyway. He said, when you're living together and you're doing all that type of stuff and you're out here and you're swinging and swanging and doing all these different things, you know, a lot of times you're just sacrificing instead of being obedient, kind of doing what's right. People get hurt. Things happen because you're not looking at the fact that obedience is better than sacrifice. So I'm like, okay. All right. So then he says, what happens is when you do that, a lot of times it's because of fear. You don't want to be obedient because of fear. And I'm like, here we go again with this false evidence appearing real. And he said, yeah, I need you to talk to him about that. Somebody out there struggling with that. Anybody out there going through that? Like, you know, you're supposed to do something right, but you kind of afraid. You know, like, for instance, like he said, relationships. You in a new relationship. You like, you know what? I want to treat this one right. Right? He's telling you to talk to y'all about my girlfriend. Okay, let me see. How can I put this out in your pieces for you? She going through something, right? And she hit me up and she was just like, you know, I'm going through this. And I told her, I said, well, you know, you got to tell the truth. The truth going to set you free. You know, you got to talk to this individual because she was, you know, going through something with this individual. She was holding on to it. You know, anger, pain, rage. I said, you know, you got to put it out there in pieces. You got to tell the truth. The truth going to set you free. So she goes ahead and she does it. And she's like, oh my God, I feel so good. You know, I told the truth. I said, see, you know, they had a relationship and now everything is okay. You know, they're able to talk because they had that communication. Now she's able to move on. He's thanking her. He's like, thank you. You know, I needed that, you know, because she was hurting because he hurt her and, you know, and she hurt him. You know how that stuff happens when you're not paying attention to being obedient. You rather sacrifice. So what she did was she flipped the script on the whole thing and she was obedient. And she didn't have to sacrifice the relationship because they're, you know, they have children together. She didn't have to sacrifice that anymore. She was doing that when she was angry. She was messing up the relationship. She was putting it on sacrificing everything she had on the line because she was so hurt. This is just touching it, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. But when she was obedient, you know, to doing what was right, she told the truth. It set her free. So I said, oh, okay. All right, God, so that's what you want me to go tell him? He said, yeah, I need you to tell him that obedience is really better than sacrifice. They are really out here sacrificing their lives, their self, their dignity, their sexuality. There are a lot of people out here doing all this trickery type of stuff because they just don't want to be obedient. And I'm like, obedient, okay, obedient. Like, that's a word. Obedient is a word. That's like, you better do what I say. Look, baby, this is just a touch of you, baby. I can't wait till I get married. I want to be so obedient to my husband. I want to do whatever he tells me to do, baby. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. But I just want to. Oh, my God. I want to be obedient, please. And if I'm not, please just, you know, do something to me. Baby, look, this is just a touch of Jay. Obedience is better than sacrifice, okay? But he said, I got to come here. I got to talk to you about that. I said, all right, God. I said, all right, what are you really trying to tell me? So he said, you know, I want you to look it up. So I said, okay, let me look it up. Obedience better than sacrifice. I look it up, right? I come up with something. I got to share it with y'all because this is really going to take y'all to the place that y'all need to be at. Y'all really going to understand it from here, okay? Let me get there. But boop, 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 boop. So, right, putting it all together, all right, what happens is that obedience is better than sacrifice, all right? Now, number one, what's the opposite of being obedient? Disobedient, right? Okay, so number one, when you don't do what it is that you got to do as far as God's concerned with being obedient in relationships or whatever goes on in life, it's an act of rebellion. So say you're married or you're in a relationship, right? You like, you know what? Yeah, I ain't too beat, you know, for this. I ain't doing this right now. That means you're going to rebel, right? And then you're going to reap what you sow. So it's going to cause the other person to rebel as well. Most likely, most of the time. Okay? So when you're in a godly relationships and things like that, right? It's an act of rebellion against God. So when God tells you to do something and you don't do it, you're rebelling against him. And this is just touch, JBB. That's number one. Number two, right? Disobedience is sinful. It is. So if you're in a relationship, that means you're being sinful in your relationship towards your partner. Marriage, not marriage, whatever it is, friendships, whatever. You're being sinful in that when you're being disobedient. So that's number two. And then when you don't listen to God, you're being sinful to him. So I said, oh, okay. Then he said, number three, this one really got me, right? Disobedience is a form of idolatry. That means you're idling something else over God. You're idling something else over your relationship, over your marriage, when you're being disobedient. I was like, that's something, baby. This is just a touch of it. I started thinking about all the things I was being disobedient with. And I said, that's idolatry? That means I'm all about me, all about myself. Like, you don't care about nobody else. It's all about you. Then number four, disobedient disrespects God's word. Now I said, okay, yeah, biblically, oh my gosh, think about that. But it can affect the words of, you know, whoever. Let's just say you're in a relationship and your partner is like, you know, I don't really like it when you do that. But when you want to be disobedient, you don't care. Right? It's a disrespect to their word. Just like it's a disrespect to God's word when you're disobedient. Then, this is something too right here, y'all. It says disobedience is based on looking good to other people rather than to God or your partner. You worried about everything else, looking good in the eyes of everybody else, but not what you're supposed to be doing. So I said, oh my God. God said, that's why disobedience isn't right. Obedience is better than sacrifice because you're doing all these things when you're being disobedient. And I was like, oh, he said, you know what? Let me break it down to you like this. He said, I got to tell you something. I said, what? He said, you know, like your daughter. And I'm like this, oh man. He said, I need you to go talk to her. You know, because my daughter, she can really live with her little boyfriend or whatever. She kind of do a little bit here and there. But she, you know, she ready to make the whole leap. He said, I need you to tell her it's not right. I said, man, I ain't trying to do all that. She already don't like me anyway because I be telling her stuff. But, you know, I done told her this before. So I'm like, look, you know, God told me to talk to you. She like this, what now, Mom? I'm like, look, he told me to tell you that you're going to make a big mistake when you're doing this type of thing. But you're going to do what it is that you want to do anyway. I don't think that, you know, you should live when God said, you know, to tell you that. So she looking at me like, you know, because everybody else is out there doing it. Right? So I had to tell her, I said, well, listen, you know, God laid on my heart to talk to you about this. You know, it's sinful. You know, I read everything that I read, y'all. You know, you're not listening to God's word, just being disrespectful and all that. I said, but the kicker is that when you're disobedient, you step outside of God's will. You know, a lot of us out there, right, this is what we do. You know, I'm having faith on trust in God. You know, God got my back. But you out here, you're doing trickery. You step outside of God's will. And not trickery is tricks of the trade. Anything that you know you're not really supposed to be doing. You know, you're stepping outside of it. Just act like you're in a straight line. You just step to the side, right? And God's like, okay, now you want me to protect you when you're doing what I told you not to do? You're choosing to be disobedient. You're choosing to sacrifice when you could just be obedient. I said, oh, okay. He said, yeah, it's the choice that they're making. You got to tell them they got to make right choices out here. Because really being obedient is better than the sacrifice. But we always think that the sacrifice is better than being obedient. Even when it comes to food and working out and all this type of stuff. Say you're working out, you're doing your whole fitness thing. You know, I'm working out, I'm doing everything I got to do, right? And then I skip a day. I'm not being obedient to what I said I was going to do, right? I'm going to sacrifice. I'm going to skip a day. You know, I'm going to sacrifice. You know, I want to go ahead and I want to go out on a hot date and I don't really want to work out today, okay? And then the next time something comes, I sacrifice for that, you know, working out. And I say, you know what? You know, one of my peoples, they want to take me out. We're going to go ahead, get some drinks and, you know, some appetizers. Then the next time I sacrifice. And then I sacrifice again because it starts to be repetitious. You start repeating the same thing. Sin, God said, is sinful. Sin is fun. Before you know it, you're all out of balance because you step to the side, outside of the will, outside of what you should be doing. So he said, you got to tell them. People are really out there. They're going through stuff and they don't understand why they're going through stuff because they're out here sacrificing. They're doing opposite of what they should be doing. Obedience is really better than sacrifice. So I posted a little meme and I'm little things on the page, you know, just says you, okay? I posted on, my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram. And it's God, right? It's a picture of like who God would be, right? And he's standing there, right? And he's basically scooting down. Let me get there because I want to make sure I get y'all the right thing. Okay, he's kneeling down, right? And he has this big old teddy bear behind his back. Okay, it's like a picture of Jesus, white Jesus, okay? Picture of white Jesus. And he got the big old teddy bear behind his back, right? And above it, it says, just trust me, okay? And it's a little girl in front of him. And she says, but I love it. And she got a little teddy bear in front of her. He got his hand out basically saying, just give it to me. You know, just trust me. And she said, but I love it. She don't even realize that the bigger thing is behind him. The bigger thing is always behind God.
He has everything that you need, but we choose to sacrifice that little thing. She wanted that little bear. No, but I love it. I want it. You love the relationship that you're in, but you know it ain't right. You love that you can cheat on your wife or you can cheat on your husband on the side, but you know it ain't right. You love that you can, you know, eat different foods that you shouldn't eat, but you know it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And then you gain weight, then you want to get the weight loss surgery, and then you know that ain't really right. You know, just all these different things that you do that you know that's not right. You know, and he's saying, look, I got everything that you need. The obedience is better than the sacrifice. So I just had to come on here and talk to y'all about that real quick, drop a dime on y'all. You know, I know it's for whoever it's for. You know, whoever it's for, you won't get it. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, yes, I haven't been being obedient. I've been out here sacrificing. That's why my life is all jacked up. Baby, this is just such a, I'm just trying to put it out there in peace for you. You know, you out here, you so much, you know, oh, I want to have an amazing girlfriend or a boyfriend, or I want to go ahead and I want to have an amazing marriage, because we're talking about relationships and things, whatever it is you're looking forward to, that perfect partner. But you're not doing what it is that you got to do. You know, you're not. You're not being obedient in it. You'd rather sacrifice, like, you know what? I don't know. I don't want to tell him I love him too much because, you know, then if I do that, you know, he might think, you know, that I really like him like that, so I can't put it out there too much. Or, you know what? I can't really tell the truth, you know, like that. I can't tell him everything. You know, I'm going to have to hold something back. You know, you sacrifice instead of just being obedient, just doing the right thing. You know, you got to do the right thing. Don't sacrifice and do the wrong thing, because it just has to do with a lot of fear, false evidence appearing real. So whoever this is for, I don't know what you got going on. I have no idea, baby. You know, I had to check myself before I wrecked myself. I had to understand that, yo, I've been being so obedient. God been out here blessing me. Y'all, listen here. I can't even tell you. I told y'all to sign my book deal thing. Like, I am literally like, yo, like, God, I don't know. It was good that I was afflicted. Like, I know you might be like, but Jay, hold on, girl. Like, you couldn't see, you couldn't walk nothing. But, like, I'm a totally different person now. I love life. I understand, really, obedience is better than sacrifice. And I'm out here being obedient. And I'm, no, before I used to tell you all, I'm living my best life. No, baby, no, listen. God gave me over $15,000. To stay in a hotel. And not all at once, baby. Every day. Like, look, I'm going to show you how much I got you. I'm going to give it to you every day. Boom, there you go. Boom, there you go. Mm-hmm. Then make sure you gain your weight back and your hair going to come back. And then you rub this olive oil on your skin, like I tell you to, your skin going to look amazing. You know, like, and if you eat this like I tell you to, you ain't going to have to worry about this. He been over here blessing me. I know about being obedient. I'm trying to tell you right now, all I do is what God tell me to do, baby. I don't be out here trying to do no trickery to nobody or no nothing. So he said, I need you to go in there. I need you to tell him that it's better than a sacrifice. Apparently, somebody's out there going through something in relationships. I mean, I got the chills all over me, so I know it. Somebody's really out there going through something. And you're struggling with it, and you don't understand. It's because you're not sacrificing. I mean, it's because you're sacrificing the relationship. You know, I guess it goes both ways in a sense. Because you're not sacrificing and being obedient. You're sacrificing and being disobedient. Okay, so just make sure that you're doing what it is that you have to do so everything can go the right way. Because once you step outside of the will of which way the relationship is going to go, God's will, whatever, it's not going to go right. It won't. It can't. Okay, you can't make it go right because it's not supposed to be that way. You know, and then you wonder why everything crashes and burns and why everything is all messed up and it's all out of control, because you're not doing what it is that you're supposed to do. You know, like the picture, God had the big teddy bear and he was like, give it to me. And the little girl couldn't see the big thing that's behind it, behind him. Couldn't see that big old blessing, that big old teddy bear he's about to give her. She wanted to hold on to the small thing. Mm-mm. No, you gotta go ahead. You gotta sacrifice. You gotta give that up. Give that up. That's what God did. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. If you are a believer, you understand that. He sacrificed his only begotten son just so we can have life.
And he's telling you through that obedience is better than sacrifice. Jesus, they was whipping him and doing all type of stuff to him. But he still went to the cross. People betrayed him. Judas sealed it with a kiss. Mwah! One of his best disciples that was rocking with him betrayed him. But he knew. He was like, you know what? One of y'all going to betray me. He knew it was going to happen. They had to get him to the cross. His obedience was better than the sacrifice. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Like, you got to get this. So you know, write some stuff down. I don't know what to tell you. You know, work it out. You know, pray on it. You know, I'm just here putting it out there in pieces for you, baby. That's it. You know, pray on it. See what it is that you're not being obedient with. Like, seriously, see what it is that you're struggling with. Like, you know, like, look, I know I should be doing this. Okay? But you'd rather do that. That's basically what I'm saying. You know you should be doing this, but you'd rather do that. So you're sacrificing to do that instead of doing this, which is what's right. Do what's right. God, I don't understand. I mean, I've been there. I know how. You don't want to do what's right because you're afraid. But it's always false evidence appearing real. Jump over the hurdle and do what's right. You will see. The obedience of doing what's right is better than the sacrifice of not. Like, you ever had somebody do you wrong? Now look, okay? You ever had somebody do you wrong? And they do you wrong, right? And you think that they living their best life? No, they not living their best life. No. Not unless they came to you and they apologize and all that. They really trying to get themselves together. If you know they ain't apologized to you, none of that type of stuff. And they out here just doing what it is that they do. And they just left you like that. Like all jacked up and all that, whatever, because they did something wrong to you. You have to understand that they're not getting away with that. You reap what you sow. That's why God wants you to do what's right. He wants you to understand because you're going to reap the bad that you sowed. You're going to reap the thing you sacrificed. You got to do right. Okay, that's what it's about. I'm trying to tell you. You might be like, oh, I'm going to do right all the time. Look. I'll get off of here right now. Somebody pissed me off and I've been to curse them out. So out my head like, God help me. You're not going to always do what's right, but you got to try, you know, because you got to know that being obedient and listening to God and how he guides you through life and doing what's right is better than the sacrifice of doing what's wrong. That's all I'm trying to tell you, okay? Just take what you want to take. Do what it is you want to do. I don't know who needed it. Like I said, it's about somebody relationship. Because he said, tell them about relationship. So look, let me just make sure I got all this together. You got the approval of others. Well, he says sex before marriage, but that kind of goes into it. You know, a lot of y'all out here, I guess I can touch base on that too. Like, okay, we all like sex. Okay, I love sex. I've had sex before marriage. I got kids, okay? Ain't nobody married, baby. This is just touch it. A lot of us out here, we like bumping and grinding. We love it. We love what it does to us, how it makes us feel. We love everything about sex. It's sexual. It's lovey. It's freaky. It's nasty. It's loving. It's everything, okay? We like all that, right? Okay? But what happens when we're not in committed relationships? We're not married and things like that. We're sacrificing the inner parts of us, the parts that we're vulnerable with. We're sacrificing them. And then when the relationship don't work out, we're left with that baggage. We're left with that hurt and things like that because we didn't do it the right way. Like, we didn't wait. You know, if you're out here having just multiple sex partners and things like that, you can mess up a lot of people. You can hurt a lot of people. You understand what I'm saying, y'all? This is just a touch of that. Because you're ready to sacrifice and just instead of saying, let me just wait and let me just be easy. Okay? Let me just, you know, make sure I got myself together. Because a lot of times we out here and we doing what it is that we do from one relationship to the next, you know, and we're not thinking about other people that we're hurting. And then every time you have sex with somebody, sexually transmitted demons and spirits, you get on them with what they have. You get from them, okay, whatever it is that they have on them. Okay? When a man and a woman, when you intertwine like that, a man goes inside of a woman, that is the closest he can get inside of her without killing her. Do you understand that? So you don't just transfer sexually transmitted diseases. There's demons and spirits that come all out of that too. Then you got soul ties. You all hooked on to people. Okay? Because you didn't understand obedience was better than sacrifice. You'd rather sacrifice. Have one night stands and all that type of stuff. Then there's children that come out of this. And then nobody's married. And there's a lot of single mothers out here. A lot of single fathers. Or there's a lot of STDs. People are getting HIV and AIDS because you're out here just with multiple people. Because you don't understand that obedience is better than sacrifice. You're sacrificing your body. instead of just being obedient and just doing what it is that you're supposed to do. And you know you're not supposed to do that. You know, just be out here just doing all that type of trickery, baby. This is just a touch of that. Okay, look, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, I think I did everything. I think I did everything, right? Yeah, let me see. Hold on. Yeah, that's basically it. It's just a choice. You choose opposite. You know? We all choose opposite at times. We just got to be careful. Yeah? You choose an opposite. You got right, you got wrong. It's like one angel. You know how they had a little cartoon where had the angel on the shoulder and you had the devil on the other shoulder? And you know, the angel is like the obedient thing, right? Okay, let me do what's right. I know I got it. And then you got the devil that's like, but look, that looks nice. That looks fun. And you sacrifice and you go towards that instead of going towards what's right. You know, and a lot of stuff comes out of that. So look, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're supposed to get out of this. Like I said, but I'm being obedient, baby. This is just a touch day. I had to come over here and talk to y'all about it. I had to tell you that. That's what God told me to tell y'all. So look, I'm up out of here, right? I love my babies. Okay. And how y'all want me to end this thing? I hate when God tell me to come on here and tell y'all certain stuff, because I would be wanting to talk to y'all about it, I swear. I'd be like this, I don't want to talk to them about that. But I'm like, look, I got to be obedient because God been blessing me. Okay, I got to do it. I can't sacrifice that. I'm so sorry. I can't. So look, I'm going to end it like this. Okay, you ready? Sexy Janet Jackson Berry White voice. All right. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Okay? Y'all, I'm just trying to put it out here in pieces for you. Okay? That's it. I'm just trying to put it out here in pieces for you. Okay? I'm just trying. Look, I give you the information. You go ahead. You digest it. You do what it is you got to do with the information that I gave you. Okay? That's it. All right? So, look, what's the first thing that I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here? You ready? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thrilled and wise. Please don't. Okay? Don't do that. If you out here sacrificing instead of doing what's right, being obedient, doing the right thing, being disobedient, okay? You out here, you definitely gonna make yourself feel like you ain't thrilled and wise eventually. Because you're going to be out here just doing so much disobedience, so much wrong stuff that apparently eventually it's going not work. Everything gonna catch up to you because you out here doing the opposite of what you should be doing. Okay? And I'm just trying to put it out there for you in pieces, baby. You have no time for that. You want to know why? Because you gotta shine on them because they hate it, baby. Yes. You gotta be out here living your best life. And you don't live your best life when you out here just sacrificing and doing this and doing that. All the stuff that you shouldn't be doing. Okay? Do what you know you should be doing. If you know you need to be showing up to work on time and clocking in on time, please do that. Don't be taking your time, you know, being disobedient. Like, look, I get there when I get there. After you done prayed for the job. Chill. This is just a touch of J. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm trying to tell you. Then you lose the job. Then you want to know why. Because you was out here sacrificing, doing everything else instead of just being obedient, showing up on time. It's real simple like that. You got to be out here shining on. You got to be out here, look, shining bright like a diamond. Yes. It's shining bright like a diamond, like Rihanna. That little light on the inside of you, you got to let it shine bright. Okay? Real bright. And you got to spread love. Okay? You have to. The world needs love. I told y'all, I don't know nothing else about that song except for that one line. And the melody. But look, the world needs love. You got to spread love. If you out here doing the opposite, okay, you ain't out here spreading love. Okay, I know what you out here spreading, but you ain't out here spreading love. You could be spreading your legs open. Okay, I don't know. Maybe this is just a touch of J, but you out here doing some type of trickery that ain't right. You know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do right. Okay, just try to do right, man. I don't know who this is for, but this has been on me for a minute. Like for like a whole week, like every day. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You need to go on here. You need to tell them. Obedient, obedient, obedient. So let me do a quick recap, right? It's a quick recap. Please do what's right, okay? God has been blessing me, okay? And look, God's always blessing me. His favor, his grace, and his mercy, he blesses y'all too. But what I learned through this whole process of me being ill and coming out of my healing recovery was that I learned how to listen to God's still voice and how to be obedient. In all of this, I've learned what supplements to take. I let God lead me. What to eat every day, what to cook, how long to cook it. Not doctors, they're not telling me. Okay, from putting posts onto social media to people contacting me, telling me other things to try. Because God will say, you know, put a post out there and encourage people when you're going through. So I'll encourage somebody and somebody's like, you need to try this product. That product helped save my life. Somebody from Switzerland, all because I was obedient. You understand what I'm saying? I share my testimony. God's like, ask this person for a couple dollars. He took all my money away. God or something else. Took all my money away. And then said, you know, ask all these people. And I'm like, no, I ain't trying to do that. He asked them. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be obedient. I asked all the people that he told me to ask. These people were helping me. But then he said, I want you to share your story, your testimony. Tell them. And these people were like this. Oh my God. I thought my life was bad. You know, and they were going through things and they started to really look at the situation differently. And I helped save a lot of people because my obedience was better than that sacrifice. Like then God said, you know, I want you to go in here. I want you to go ahead and I want you to share your testimony. And I'm like, I don't know about that. On the podcast, tell him. He like, yeah. You know, so I go on the podcast and I tell you guys this was going on with me. You know, and I'm out here sharing my story, telling y'all how I ain't had no money and stuff, baby. This is just a touch of day. You used to have to make an appointment to FaceTime video me, okay? I don't play them games. I'm out here, God, like, I need you to show them your bald spot, how you lost weight and stuff. I said, what? He said, yeah, but no makeup, no nothing. I need you to go out here and put out there pieces just like that. I said, but no, I don't do that. And God said, listen to me, do it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You know I did that? Now I got a book deal. Like, come on. I signed the contract on that thing, like co-author. Like, listen to me, baby. This is just a touch of day. Obedience is really better than sacrifice. Okay, like, oh my gosh, just so many things. He told me to go over here, go over to this place right here. And now I got a home that's being built, a brand new home just for me. He told me to call this number right here. These people gonna help you with this right here. And then they go ahead and they do that. I'm like, just for me, because I'm listening. Okay, and that's what I need y'all to do. I need you to do what's right in your relationship. Because he said it's about relationships. So whatever you got going on, just do what's right. That's all I'm trying to tell you. I am a living witness, okay, of what happens when you do what's right and you listen. Okay, just do it. Okay, I'm talking about, I mean, like, literally, God had told me, I need you to hit up this friend. I need you to apologize to him because you did something to him a few years ago. You forgot about it. Then he reminded me. I'm like, oh, my God, that was horrible. Go apologize and tell him you're sorry. Okay, God. You know, I call him up. I hit him up. Listen, Holy Spirit, the Lord dropped something on my heart and told me I need to talk to you. Call me up. I just want to apologize. I just want to tell you, you know, that what I did back then, I really didn't know who I was. I was lost out there in the sauce. And I wanted to let you know this is from my heart. You know, I'm different now. You know, and they like this. Oh, my God. One girl, she was like, oh, my God, you know how much I needed that? She was crying and everything. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I started crying. You know what I mean? But obedience is better than sacrifice. Then God told me to hit one of my other people's up. He said, I want you to hit her up. I'm like, God, why? You know, he said, I want you to hit her up. So I hit her up. I said, listen, you know, God told me that, you know, that we got to talk. Call me. So she called me up, right? And this day I was struggling. I was really struggling to, like, get up, shower and all that. Because sometimes, y'all, some days still a little hard for me. I'm like, I gotta get up. Oh, you know, oh, I just want to lay here all day, you know? So I'm like, okay, let me get up and do what it is I gotta do, you know? And I get up and I'm talking to her. And you know, when I got up, I remember I was in the shower before I talked to her. And God was like, laid it on my heart how she used to always work so hard when we were younger. He said, you know, you remember seeing she's work, bro? I said, yeah, she's be working so hard. So she wound up hitting me back. Okay, because I hit her up before I got in the shower. And you know what she said when she hit me back? We was talking on the phone. She said, how you been? You know, she said, because, you know, I know you got the mold thing going on because she follows me on Facebook now. And I said, yeah, you know, I'm doing okay, better. You know, I can eat now and things like that. I'm gaining weight, right? So I said, how you been? She said, I've been on dialysis. I've been on dialysis for like almost 2 years. Yeah, I got kidney issues. And it made me start to think about how good my life was. But if I hadn't been obedient, I would have never hit her up. You understand what I'm saying? This is just a touch of Jay. So God helped me, and now I talk to her every day again. That used to be like one of my rollies, my besties. You know, but I didn't know she was going through that. And she didn't know what I was going through, but now we encourage each other through the day. You understand what I'm saying? Obedience is always better than the sacrifice of not being obedient. So look, I don't know who this for, like I said, what you got going on, but just take that. Just understand that, because it must be very important, because it's been on me, been on my heart for me to talk to y'all about. So look, I'm about here. I can't keep going on about it, okay? Make sure y'all check out the songs. I love my babies, because y'all so thorough and y'all so wise. Keep doing what it is that you do, shining bright like a diamond. Because some of y'all are out there, everybody ain't out there being disobedient. Some of y'all out there like, look, girl, I know what you're talking about. Let me tell you this before I leave. This is what God told me to tell you. Let me tell you how thorough obedience is. In January, I'm listening to the pastor, right? And then I'm going to end this. And I'm watching TDJ. He said, in 3 days, I want you to take it, whatever God gives you. So I'm marking on my calendar. Now, mind you, in January, I was like 100 pounds. I couldn't really see. My vision was blurry. All this stuff, you know, felt things crawling all over me, all type of crazy stuff I was going through in January, right? But I wrote it on the calendar. Okay, God, that's what you say. I believe that's for me. You know, I'm going to believe that, right? Do you know that my peoples hit me up? She said, what's your Cash App? Right? Okay, this is my Cash App, whatever. So I seen it says 600. She tried to send me 600. I thought it was a mistake. I said, I know she tried to probably send me 60. I know she ain't tried to just send me no 600. I ain't even talked to her in like months. She goes, it came back. I don't know what's going on. Can I send it a different way? See, I gave her a different payment way. So then she sent it to me. You know what she said, y'all? She said, I had to send you this because God spoke a word to me and told me to send you this money. And I know that you need it. I got to be obedient. I don't have no time for that. Okay. That's obedience right there. And let me let you know. Girlfriend got her own business, got so much blessings coming to her because she was obedient. Being obedient has to do with a lot of fear, and being disobedient has to do with a lot of fear and heart issues. When you got heart issues, you don't want to do certain stuff. It's like tithing, like giving money at church. You don't want to give money because you're like, you know, I don't know when I'm going to give it back. I don't know what y'all going to do with this money. But if you trust in God, you just giving back to him what he already gave to you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It's a heart issue a lot of times. So look, I'm just out here just telling y'all. She was blessed because she blessed me and she listened to what God said. It wasn't about her not talking to me in a while. And she didn't even know what was going on with me. I'm like, girl, you know what's going on with me? I'm telling her everything. She's like, look, God already let me know something going on. You need to take that. Was supposed to send you this money is what she said. I got to be obedient. That's all she kept telling me. I got to do what God tell me to do. That's how I'm out here right now. That's how I need y'all to be out here. Because it's better than the sacrifice of not doing it. All right? Now, look, I'm up out of here. Look, I'm trying to talk about it, okay? I love my babies, and I'll be back when I got something else to say. Yes, and when I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say. All right? I'm going to show y'all my house. Yeah, I'm putting it on my YouTube channel. Y'all gonna love it. We're gonna do a before and after thing. I'll show y'all my gym, how we setting up my gym, like everything. Like, I cannot wait till y'all see these pieces. And then y'all see how this body just changed too, baby. This is just such a change. Okay? And like I said, I'll be back, baby. That's just pieces for you. When I got something else to say. I love y'all, man. I hope y'all got that. I hope you got everything that you needed. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. It's just a touch of J. Just trying to put it J. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you.
making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jane. I'm coming at you, putting it all out there in pieces, baby. Y'all hear that? Yeah, man, this is Song of the Week. This one goes out to Trey Songz and Jill Scott. It's that remix. Check it out.
You love me, you love me. Come show me, you know me. The new me, the old me. My new thing is my old thing. My old flame so propane. That dope thing, that cocaine. You so a honey that don't change. I'm so a honey that won't change. I'm so sprung, I'm T-Pain. She don't wanna believe things. I don't wanna deceive things. We pick up, we leave things. We need love to relieve pain. Love to relieve pain. You so a honey girl, don't change. Yeah.
You love me, it's special. Let me run, excited. You love me, give me something to think about. Ignite me.
Give me some real.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I gotta put this out there in pieces for y'all. Did I tell y'all to go over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Making Love Beats Kitchen, the Just a Touch of J Facebook page. Y'all gotta go over there. Y'all gotta make sure y'all checking them stories. Mama just dropped something nice and hot for you out there, man.
You love me, you got me, you tempt me, you watch me, look baby, got big pockets, so wavy. No stockings, okay, we go shopping. I'm listening, you talking. Girl, I want your love, that's the only eye, that's the only drug. I'm trying to be popping, I'm trying to be locked in a room all alone, no phones with you. That's the vibe I'm on with you, that's the time I want with you. Baby, you know what I need. Won't you say it to me, please, tell me, please. Say that you love me, especially. Oh, so different, girl. Excited by my
promise you shelter, never neglect you.
I wanna love you, yeah. Give me some real. I wanna love you, yeah.
Give me some real love.
Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
This is just a touch of G.
Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen.
Going over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mama got some brownies.
She's gonna get the brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of G podcast, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh, man.
Oh man, this
I
beat
love
goes
this
so
beat.
Hard, baby. Yeah. I keep trying to tell y'all this is just such a J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this out there in pieces for you.
Significant others.
Yeah, y'all can just
y'all can just take and chill to this one right here.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. This beat goes so hard, baby. Mm. Y'all hear that? It's called the box. Y'all know about the box? Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. Mm-hmm. Make sure y'all scroll around and gravitate.
And baby, you know you're fine, right? I'm sorry, y'all. I just got to give a shout out to the love of my life. Zucchini. Yeah. Matter of fact, make sure y'all keep checking that out over at Make Love Lovey's Kitchen. Cause there's some zucchini that's coming to y'all. Yeah. I love you guys. Again, this is just a touch of jet, right? I'm just trying to put it all like the MP. For you, baby. What's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilling, so wise. Well, listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all with the song of the week, all right? And this one right here, this whole remix goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening to the 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's up next. Hey y'all, yeah. This is Just a Touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
That told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live better, but yeah, I die better, but I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the gaps in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams, still some empty got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let you know that if you're big and heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that and shifty. Sticks and stones break bones, but they kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking front by the boxes, packing boots. It's natural to eat your like sweets.
I just had to drop a bomb on him like Flex. Is that work, baby? Is that work? You know you're fine, right? This is just a touch of J, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
Vouch_letter J. Yes,
cause she comes, she comes. Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love in B's Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of your baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J, man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com, because this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. J-T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. _letter J. That's what they call me. And I can't forget, man. Make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. All right? Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Pieces for you.
All he
is just a touch of check. All you need is just a touch of check. Pieces for you.
I love you, baby.
Zucchini, zucchini.
Gosh. Just a touch of check, baby.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love Beast Kitchen. Food thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, Lizzie.
And my name is ROMI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chin.
Y'all hear that?
It's Taylor Fit, baby.
Ladies.
All he needs is just a touch of chin. This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?